Welcome back for coverage of the rally and the headlines coming out of the first run around Atlantic Drive as we have a new rally leader, the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donald Byrd in the Subaru S12B have moved to the head of the field, taking more time out of Donald Kelly and Connor Foley in that Ford Focus WRC. Donald's time, 7 minutes, 37.9. Maybe the pressure is building on the Frosters, man. He seemed to be frustrated as he came off the end of the stage. Manus Kelly's time was some 6.5 seconds quicker, 7 minutes, 31.4 was the time for Manus Kelly. And that means at the head of the field, Manus has moved ahead, as we see it unofficially, by 1.8 seconds. Gary Jennings' time, 7 minutes, 50.5. Gary and Rory quite content with the pace at the moment. The car, of course, hasn't been playing the way they wanted to this weekend. And the rain came this morning, but Gary couldn't take any advantage. And a bit off the pace there, almost 20 seconds down in Manus, 7.50.5. Now, here's the time. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in the R5 Fiesta, 7 minutes, 27.2. The quickest time in Atlantic Drive was that R5 car. We've seen Keith Conan come with big times last year on the Sunday, so we did in that car. Fisher's at it today. A blistering time in Atlantic Drive, 7 minutes, 27.2. Some 10 seconds quicker than the time of Donald Kelly, and just over 4 quicker than Manus Kelly. Sam Moffat, 7 minutes 35. That means Fisher has increased his advantage over Moffat in 4th, plus in the battle for the full tarmac championship points as well. We haven't been able to get any other time since because we're told there is a bit of a timing issue up at the end of the stage. So when we get it all sorted, we will come back to you with the national battle. But Damien Gallagher is through, the Monkman is through, Declan Gallagher, Ryan Loughran is through, and Jonathan Pringle have also come through as well. But there is a bit of an issue, we understand, with their times further on up the road. But as we see it, Damien Gallagher is still leading the national rally after Kevin Gallagher had went out in the Darien in the previous stage in Fannett. So, just to recap, at the front of the field, the completed 13 kilometres of the Atlantic Drive, stage 16, the defending champions for the first time in this event have moved to the head of the field. Manus Kelly and Donald Byrd now lead Donald Kelly and Connor Foley by 1.8 seconds. It's the Subaru in front of the Focus. We're off to the end of Glen down the road, and we'll be back with another update shortly on Highland Radio.
Free entry for all drivers and co-drivers at Pulse Venue's rally closing party tonight with the Whistling Donkeys. Pulse Venue, proud sponsors of Highland Radio's coverage of the Donegal International Rally.